The minimum wage may go up anyway in Seattle. Politicians there want to raise the local minimum higher than the current $7.25 and higher than President Obama's goal of $10.10. Seattle is seriously considering setting the minimum wage at $15. Here's NPR's Martin Costi.
Seattle, 15,
that's right, $15 an hour. The idea caught fire during the municipal election last year. Now it's causing heated debates on the steps of City Hall.
When did envy become okay? When did it become okay to say, you make more than me, and therefore you, I'm going to coerce you to pay me more? When did that become okay?
When did watching people homeless in the street become okay?
Labor groups picketed City Hall last week to keep up the pressure on the politicians who signed on to the $15 an hour cause last year. Politicians like the newly elected mayor, Ed Murray.
I want to get to 15. I want to change the lives of those people. I want to work on rebuilding the middle class, but I want to do it right.
For the last few months, Murray's been trying to get business and labor to hammer out a compromise, some version of phase-ins or creative accounting on what actually constitutes $15. The mayor hopes a broad agreement might head off the fate of so many other political issues in Seattle, a bruising battle between opposing ballot initiatives.
We would have an atmosphere that would be poisoned. And they're trying to find a way to get people to the table so that we don't end up in an initiative process that, quite honestly, I believe will end up in a mini version of class warfare.
We live in a capitalist system. It is class warfare.
That's Shama Sawant, the newly elected city council member who's the de facto leader of Seattle's $15 movement.
So far, if you look at the overwhelming race to the bottom for the 99%, it has been aerial bombardment from the 1% to the rest of us.
She's a socialist, the first one elected in Seattle in living memory. And she says that by itself shows just how frustrated voters have become with wage stagnation. Her followers are already preparing to take the issue to the ballot, especially if the mayor proposes a compromise that erodes the full $15 by counting a worker's tips or other benefits against it. That hardcore position is worrying even the more liberal members of Seattle's business class.
I don't want these slogans because they're nonsense. I mean, let's talk about real numbers and real facts.
Tom Douglas is a prominent restaurateur in Seattle. He backs liberal causes, and last year he gave big raises to his employees. But he's deeply skeptical of the $15 wage. He appeared on the local public affairs show Civic Cocktail, and he came brandishing his financial statements.
I got to tell you, $15 across the board without any sort of tip credit or total compensation credit would be really huge for us. And I don't know that it would put us out of business, but I would say we would lose maybe a quarter of the restaurants in town would be my guess.
The $15 wage has divided Seattle liberals at least two or three different ways. Social service organizations back the wage in principle, but they worry about their own costs. Louder protests have come from the businesses in Chinatown, where the immigrant owners say they're less likely to survive than the fancy restaurants because they have thinner margins.
It's tense.
Hannah Beaton is a nursing student and a restaurant server. She's heard all the arguments against 15, and she knows that some jobs might disappear. But she also knows just how expensive life can be in Seattle.
I would be willing to take the risk, and this is me just personally, I would take the risk for myself so that I could see people who aren't making as much money as I am make more money.
Beaton may be willing to take that risk, but there aren't very many business owners here who want to join her. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.